ERP cost. Leakage, where your financial system is losing money. ERP systems are meant to be the source of truth for financial control. In practice, most have systematic leakage points that cost organizations significant money. Here's where to look. The premise of an ERP system is that it gives you control over your financial processes, that money in and money out flows through a single governed system with appropriate approvals, matching logic, and audit trails. In practice, ERP systems have systematic gaps that create persistent cost leakage that finance teams often don't see because the leakage happens within or around the system they use as their source of truth. This is not primarily a technology problem. ERP systems are sophisticated enough to prevent most of the leakage described here. The issue is configuration, process design, and the organizational decisions made during and after implementation that leave controls turned off, misconfigured, or bypassed. The three-way match failure. Three-way matching is the foundational control in accounts payable. An invoice should be paid only when it matches a purchase order and a receipt delivery confirmation. The logic is simple. You shouldn't pay for something that wasn't ordered or wasn't received. Most ERPs have three-way match capability. Many organizations don't use it fully. Tolerance exceptions. Most implementations configure a tolerance threshold. Pay invoices within X percent of PO value without requiring additional approval. These thresholds prevent operational friction for small variances, but they're also systematically exploited, by accident and sometimes deliberately. Invoice amounts that are 4.9% over PO with a 5% tolerance sail through. Across thousands of invoices, this accumulates. PO-free spend categories that are explicitly or implicitly excluded from PO requirements, bypass the three-way match entirely. Professional services, subscriptions, and anything coded as miscellaneous often falls into this category. This isn't necessarily wrong, but it means these categories have no matching control at all. Blanket PO abuse. A blanket PO is a standing purchase order for a vendor across a time period used to simplify recurring purchases. Blanket POs make AP operations easier but disable line item matching. Invoices against a blanket PO are matched only against total remaining value, not against specific deliverables. This creates an environment where overbilling is difficult to detect. Receipt manipulation. In some organizations, receiving records are created by AP staff to facilitate payment rather than by operations staff upon actual receipt. When the same team responsible for payment is also responsible for confirming receipt, the matching control is purely nominal. Vendor master data as a control weakness. The vendor master is the source of truth for who you pay and at what terms. Unauthorized changes to the vendor master, particularly banking details, are one of the highest risk fraud vectors in enterprise finance. Beyond fraud risk, vendor master quality issues produce operational cost leakage, duplicate vendor records. The same vendor appears multiple times with different names, addresses, or IDs. Invoices from the same vendor are processed against different records, bypassing any per-vendor controls or limits. Duplicate vendors also make spend analysis misleading. You can't see your true concentration of spend with a vendor if their spend is split across 5 records. Inactive vendor records with open terms, vendors that have been replaced or deprecated but not closed in the system. Invoices can still be submitted and processed against these records, potentially by vendors who have been offboarded for performance or compliance reasons. Incorrect payment terms in Vendor Master. If Vendor Master payment terms don't match contracted terms, the system may systematically pay too early, foregoing early payment discount leverage, or too late, generating late payment penalties. Unverified banking changes, bank account changes that weren't validated through a callback to a known vendor contact. This is the mechanism for business email compromise fraud, where an attacker impersonates a vendor and requests a bank account update. Accrual and period end leakage. Accruals, recording expenses in the period they're incurred rather than when the invoice is paid, are standard accounting practice. Accrual errors are a source of both financial reporting inaccuracy and operational cost leakage. Underaccrual creates surprise invoices. If services consumed in Q3 aren't accrued, the invoices arrive in Q4 as budget surprises. The cost isn't new, but the visibility is delayed, making it harder to manage. Overaccrual ties up budget unnecessarily. Accruals that are too large reduce available budget and may trigger cost-cutting actions that aren't actually necessary. Accrual reversals that don't happen. When an accrual is set up for an expected invoice that never arrives, vendor doesn't deliver, project is canceled, the accrual should be reversed. Reversals that are forgotten represent phantom liabilities that inflate cost. Cutoff errors. Invoices received before period close, but processed after create period misattribution. For monthly close, this is manageable. For quarterly or annual close, it can materially affect reported results. Expense report leakage. Employee expense reports are a small portion of total spend for most organizations, but a disproportionately high leakage area because they rely on policy compliance rather than system controls. Policy violations that don't get flagged. Most expense management systems can be configured to flag policy violations automatically. Hotel rates above per diems, restaurant spend above per meal limits, missing receipts. Many organizations have these violations visible in reports, but don't act on them consistently. The violations persist because the cost of enforcement is perceived as higher than the cost of the violations. Duplicate expense submissions. The same receipt submitted in two expense reports, or expenses submitted both via expense report and via corporate card. These are technically detectable, but require matching logic across reports. Fictitious expenses, fabricated receipts, difficult to detect at scale through manual review. Pattern analysis, frequency of round dollar amounts, specific merchant patterns, expense amounts just below approval thresholds, can surface anomalies worth investigating. What a leakage audit looks like. A systematic ERP leakage audit covers three-way match configuration and exception rates, what percentage of invoices require tolerance overrides, vendor master quality, duplicate detection, inactive records with recent activity, banking change log review, PO coverage rate, what percentage of spend goes through a PO, blanket PO concentration, what percentage of PO-covered spend is on blanket POs with no line item matching? Accrual accuracy, comparison of Q-end accruals to subsequent actual invoices. Expense policy. Exception rates by category and department. Each of these metrics has a benchmark. Below benchmark performance in any area suggests a specific control weakness worth addressing. The output of a leakage audit isn't a compliance report. It's a prioritized list of control investments with estimated recovery value for each. The highest value items typically pay for the audit cost many times over in the first year of remediation. Cost Defender connects to your ERP and payment data to surface leakage patterns, matching control, vendor master anomalies, and accrual accuracy, giving finance the visibility to close gaps before they compound.